Hey folks, here at OS Reviews. You're watching our retro look back at the hardware of the Kobi MID 705 series. This is a 7-inch Android tablet that came at the early days of Android and had a resistive touchscreen, but had a very low price point of sub $200 and was supposed to compete with the likes of the Apple iPad, but of course epically failed in that manner. With that being said, it's interesting to take a look back at kind of where Android tablets began, and for Kobi at least, it's interesting since this company is now defunct, so it's quite a historic product that could have been picked up at many pharmacies as well as drugstores such as Walgreens, for instance. So the design of the tablet is actually not bad. It's a lot heavier than I originally expected just because it has an aluminum shell despite using a plastic screen, so it has a nice weight distribution to it. With that being said, the resolution of the display, which is mediocre at best, was also quite slow, clocked at 800 megahertz, and of course RAM was practically non-existent compared to today's standards. But it did work, you know, for a very early build of Android, and you could browse the web. It included Wi-Fi, which was the only wireless capability on the unit. There's also a dedicated home key down below, which is made out of metal, and it feels pretty good in terms of the overall action and spring response. Bezels, of course, are quite large by today's standards. The size features access to the various ports, which includes a mini USB for charging and syncing with a computer. It took roughly 3 hours to complete that process. There's also a mini HDMI port, in addition to a 3.5mm headphone jack, along with a micro SD card slot for expanding the built-in memory, which is capped at 4 gigs. And there's also a proprietary charging port in addition to a dedicated power on-off switch, which is questionable in the placement. I'm also not sure why they decided to go with a proprietary charging port when, you know, a mini USB alternative was already available and could also be used to charge the tablet itself. So kind of interesting that they went with two ports instead of one, a bit redundant. Back features access to a reset pen along with the built-in aluminum backing. There is no rear-facing camera, nor is there a front-facing camera, so just like the first generation iPad, one limitation was no Skype calls or no video conferencing at all. There is the tablet's sub-branding, which is part of the Kairos line, and there's also a mono speaker on the back, which can get quite loud, surprisingly. So that's the design of the tablet, actually a lot better than I thought it would be for a budget device that actually is quite hefty and well-made. You can see that the size of the overall tablet is reasonably slim, and there's also a port for the stylus, which has since been lost in this unit, but it was a plastic stylus. It's not active digitizer, or you know, it doesn't use magnets in any sense or fashion, so it's not pressure sensitive. And there's also access to a volume rocker on the sides here, which also dubs as the kind of home and menu keys on the early days of Android, where you were obligated to have these four standard controls. Kobi was one of the first kind of brand names to play around with the idea of using these keys and separating them from the front. So for instance, in the early days where we had things like the HTC G2 or the Dream, all the controls were placed on the front and you have to tap on those to access the various features. So this was a bit more distributed, so it made the tablet appearance-wise more elegant, but that was just an illusion because the actual operation was more difficult because you had to tap on home by pressing on the sides instead of on the surface here. So all in all, that was just a layout of the unit. Obviously, performance here was sluggish even during the day just because of that low RAM as well as a single core processor. But you know, for light web browsing, if you're reading New York Times or articles, it does work decently. For streaming video content, okay, but it's not the best in the world. The speaker here is actually better than expected. And one of the highlights was a micro HDMI port, which allows you to mirror content onto an HD television or a projector, something that many competitors lacked at the time. And this thing also did not come with USB OTG, so no support for additional keyboards or mouse or so on and so forth. So anyways, an interesting look back at one of the earliest Android tablets and one of the cheapest that could be purchased, you know, just a few years back, part of the Kairos series by Kobi, an MID or a media internet device, ultimately an Android tablet that left many wanting more, but still very low cost. You can check out more details about this in our retro article, but for now, this has been our video. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews.